If you have your Bible tonight, I want you to turn with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 34. 2 Chronicles chapter 34. I'd like to read to you, if I can, tonight some verses here from the Word of God. The Bible says in verse 15 of 2 Chronicles chapter 34. And Hildekiah answered and said to Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. Hildekiah delivered the book to Shaphan. And Shaphan carried the book to the king and brought the king word back again, saying, all that was committed to thy servant, they do it. And they have gathered together the money that was found in the house of the Lord, and have delivered it unto the hand of the overseers and to the hand of the workmen. Shaphan the scribe told the king, saying, Hildekiah, the priest hath given me a book. Shaphan read it before the king, and it came to pass, when the king had heard the words of the law, that he rent his clothes. Then go down to verse 23. The Bible said, and she answered them, saith, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, tell ye the man that sent you to me, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon this place and upon the inhabitants forever, even all the curses that are written in the book of which they have read before the king of Judah, because they have forsaken me and have burned incense unto other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore my wrath shall be poured out upon this place and shall not be quenched. And for the king of Judah who sent you to inquire of the Lord, so that ye shall say unto him, thus saith the Lord God of Israel concerning the words which thou hast heard, because thine heart was tender, and thou didst humble thyself before God, when thou heardest his words against this place, and against the inhabitants thereof, and humblest thou thyself before me, and did rend thy clothing, and weep before me, I have even heard thee also, saith the Lord. Behold, I will gather thee to thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered to thy grave in peace. Neither shall thine eye see all the evil that I will bring upon this place, and upon the inhabitants of the same. So they brought the king word again. The king sent and gathered together all the elders of Judah and of Jerusalem. And the king went up into the house of the Lord, and all the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the priests and the Levites and the people, great and small, and he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant that was found in the house of the Lord. And the king stood in the place and made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord, and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes and with all his heart and with all his soul, to perform the words of the covenant which are written in this book. And he called all that were present in Jerusalem and Bethlehem, or Benjamin, to join to it, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem be according to the covenant of God and God of their fathers. And Josiah took away all that the abominations out of all the countries that pertaining to the children of Israel, and made all that were oppressed in Israel to serve, even to serve the Lord their God, and all his days they departed not from following the Lord, the God of their fathers. I read some interesting things here in the Word of God. Thank God for the Bible, God's eternal Word. Now, when you don't read the Bible through from cover to cover, you miss some things. There are not many people who just spot read the Bible who would read this chapter in this second Chronicles. But thank God, when you read the Bible through and through, you find some of these precious things bestowed here. I am the rock of ages, the Bible, the Word of God. And this is one of the precious books of the Bible. Oh, thank God, I love this chapter. The priest found God's book of the law, and the king read it and got scared to death, turned to God, and made a covenant with God to obey him, and he made all the people of the kingdom to adhere to the covenant of the Lord. Thank God for that. He was a young king, but he did that which was right in the sight of God. Five words in this verse 8 are among my favorite in all the Bible. It said, I have found the book. I have found the book. Thank God for the book tonight. I like that. In a country that has more English translation of the Bible than dogs have fleas, I know where the Word of God is. And the King James 1611 Authorized Version Bible tells, I have found the book. And it's not the NIV, the New International Version. I found the book, and it's not the Good News Bible. I found the book, and it's not the New American Standard Translation. Thank God, the Bible from which I preach tonight is the pure, powerful, piercing, plain, providential, pleasant, precious, and productive Word of God. Aren't you glad for the Bible tonight? I found the Bible. Have you found the Bible? That's what we'll talk to you about. I want to say the king got hold of the book and the Bible, and it made a difference in his thinking. It made a difference in his life. It made a difference in him all around him. Thank God he read the book of God and made them adhere to the book of God. Oh, tonight, if we had only come back to the Bible and adhere to the Word of God and find out what it says for us and listen to what it does for us. Have you found the book? If you have, some things should change about you when you find the book of God. Thank God you may have been reading all other kinds of versions. You may have been reading all this good news for modern man. But I want to tell you, today I read the best news for modern man when I read you this verse from the Word of the Lord. If you found the book, you'd have some things ought to change about you. If you found the book, we ought to search it daily according to the Word of God. The Bible said they were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that day. Received the Word of God with all readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily whether these things were so or not. They were more noble because they searched the Scripture. Thank God you don't have to be have diamonds and pearls to be a king. Just search the Word of God, and you can find out the treasures that men ought to have and adhere to their heart. The Bible also said in Luke chapter 4 and verse 4, Jesus answering said, it is written, the man that a man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Aren't you glad for that? We need to plan the reading. We need to persevere in reading the Bible. You know, sometimes when we read the Bible, and I guess you're just like I am, you read a chapter or two and you get sleepy. If you ever get to where you can't sleep, just get up and read the Bible. You'll go to sleep. Amen. That's one of the best tonics that I know of to put you to sleep tonight is to read the Word of God. Aren't you glad? Thank God for the Bible. If you found the book, store it deep in your heart. We need to hide its words in our heart that we might not sin against God. It'll prop up your defenses. Thank God, when you're about to lose a battle, if you read the Word of God, you get some new ammunition for your stand. It'll protect you against Satan if you found the book of God. Read it and study it and believe it. It'll do wonders for you in this life and in the life to come. If you found the book, study it with diligence. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing of the word of truth. Oh, thank God. We need, first of all, to look at to the Lord for wisdom. If you don't understand the Bible, ask God to interpret it for you. He's a pretty good teacher, isn't he? He knows the Greek and the Hebrew and all the other that goes in between. And he can tell you what the Word of God said and the Holy Ghost knows. And that's what the Bible said. If you don't understand, ask God and the Holy Ghost will reveal unto you what the Bible says. And when you get revealed unto you something besides what the Bible says, is somebody besides the Holy Ghost talking to you, wasn't it? Live in its pages. Listen to the man of God. There's not a preacher in all this country that'll not give you something from the Word of God. You may not believe everything all of them say, but every one of them will give you something from the Word of God. You can glean something thereby. And if you found the book, submit to its degrees. God forbid ye God be true, and every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sin and might overcome when thou art judged. Comfort your own beliefs and behavior with the Word of God. Conform to it. Listen to it. Obey it. Walk by it. Follow it. And believe the pages of God's eternal Word. And you'll be happy in this world. If you found the book of God, stand upon it with determination. The Bible said, "But this I confess unto thee, that after the way I which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my Father, believing all things that are written in the law and in the prophet." I don't just believe all things which were written, but I believe all things which are written in the Bible. I just don't believe the Bible was given by inspiration of God. Now look out. You say, "Preacher, you're going to trap him." I don't believe the Bible was given. I don't believe the Bible was given by inspiration of God. I believe the Bible is given by inspiration of God. And there is a difference. Thank God when it was written, it was true. But when you read it again from time to time, it is present tense, inspired, and it still is the verbally inspired Word of God, not just to Peter, James, and John, but to you and you and you and you and me. We read the Bible, and it's a reality to us, and it's precious. It is the verbally inspired Word of God. It's inspired to you. Stand upon the Bible. Even when its accuracy is chandeled, a challenge, stand for the Word of God. Even when its appearance is counterfeited. And a lot of folks are trying to counterfeit the Bible today. But stand upon it. Believe it. And if you found the book, spread it to those in darkness. Oh, the man took it to the king and he read it. And he liked it. And he went by it. And God blessed him. And God moved on it. Well, what kind of a blessing did God give to him? Why, he said, "Son, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take you to your grave. I'm going to take you on out of this world so you don't have to see what's coming upon this universe." Brother, before this thing's all over, some of us would wish that God would take us on to our grave instead of seeing the things that are coming upon our nation. Oh, friend, I know some folks today that have some things that bother their heart and bother their soul. They don't want to see them happen, and they don't want to see them take place. But all, thank God, then welcome the hour of death to keep from seeing these things come about in our nation. But we got some things facing us in America that's unfaceable by old-time Christians in this land we live in. Governments, schools, taxes, all these things, far more than I can explain to you tonight or you can understand. But it's not going to be long if things go on like they are that you can't afford to send your children to public schools. It'll be too dangerous. A lot of folks are already afraid, aren't they, and keeping them home. And many of them have been destroyed and killed just simply because they went to the schoolhouse to study. That's not right, is it? I thank God for every Christian school teacher we got in the land. But you know, we took the Bible out of school and they put guns in school. Took the Ten Commandments off the wall in the schoolhouse and brought in crime in its place and brought us to weep out of our knees, and the path has never yet been told. It's better for God to call us home than to see these things take place. Oh, he destroyed the people in Israel that day because of their sin. And because I dread to see the things that are coming upon me. I've already seen a lot of things happen to people in this life that bothers me. I can't hardly stand to see some of the things that have taken place. I've seen some awful tragedies. I've seen some heartbreaking experiences. I've seen some people who are good people unintentionally suffer for the glory of God just because they were in a certain place at a certain time and stood for the right thing for God. I don't want to be a coward. I want to be one who'll stand. When the last battle's fought, the last victory's won, I expect to be with Jesus in that hour. But if you found the book of God, show it by your deeds. Show it by how we live. The Bible said, "Ye are our epistles, written in ours, known and read of all men." The world is reading our lives tonight. And they're looking at us, seeing how we live in the presence of God. People should recognize the author of the book that has affected your actions. Folks ought to know you're a Christian when you do certain things. They will, won't they? They can see in your life the things you do. Praise God, they'll know it. Then people should recognize the author of the book that has affected your attitude toward this world. Your attitude has a lot to do with your life, doesn't it? And folks can see the influence of the book of God upon it. And people should recognize the author of the book that has affected your appearance. And I wouldn't get into that tonight. Oh, my brother. But we ought to appear as Christians in this world living. We ought to appear as the saints of God. And we ought to walk the way of God and follow the footsteps of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you found the book? Verse 15 said, I found the book. I found the book. Hiddekiah answered and said to Shaphan the scribe, I found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hiddekiah delivered the book to Shaphan. He took it to the king. The king read it. Read it before everybody else. It made a difference in that land, didn't it? It'll make a difference in this land. Make a difference in your life. And in mind. So I trust we'll cherish this book. Hide its words in our hearts that we may not sin against God. Let God have glory and honor in our lives and our hearts. And live for Jesus and stand for Him in these days we live. Amen. I love you tonight. I pray the riches of heaven's blessings on you. I'll say good night. God bless you. We'll meet again. Our prayer, Brother Ron's going to have choir practice. So you folks who say.